Oh, Lord. Hey, dummy. Why don't you try actually putting your key in the lock? I've heard that helps. Late night out again, huh? Right. Jeez. You look awful. Here, let me guide you over to the couch. What's that on your face? Oh, lipstick. Nice. Well, seems like you've had some fun tonight, huh? Out to the club, huh? With who? The usual friend group. How fun. Yeah, I know. But I'm not really a club type of person. You know that. What do you mean? Well, what do you mean you're not either? You were just there. Not that fun anymore? Why? Is it the hangovers or the strange women who apparently leave lipstick on your face? Right. Well, I should go to bed. I'll see you in the morning. Hey, good morning. How are you feeling? Headache? Well, did you take some medicine for it, or? Okay. Well, here, I made some coffee, so that should help. Yeah, no problem. Oh, yesterday? Well, I just worked in my room a bit. I took a long walk later in the evening, came back and just read, and I made myself some tea. You know, the boring grandma stuff I like to do. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I guess that's why we're good roommates. I'm the quieter, more reserved one, and you, the adventurous traveler. I've always admired you for that. I just can't seem to want to do anything other than hang out at home and light candles and listen to murder mystery podcasts. I know. I love them too. I mean, who doesn't? Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I get that, you know, you like to have a good time and all that. Yeah. So, is your girlfriend pretty adventurous too? I'm assuming she went with you to the club last night. Oh, really? I thought you had one. I mean, that being based on the lipstick I found on your face. Oh. So, what was that about? Wow. So you just kissed some random girl there? Well, I guess that's pretty adventurous of you. What? No. Can't say I've kissed any random person I just met. Oh, you got her number. Really? So, what are you gonna do? Ask her out, or? No, I don't. I was just... Whatever, it doesn't matter. No, I was only curious. I really don't care. Hey, I'm not lying. I'm being honest, okay? Whatever, okay, just whatever. I don't care. I'm going to my room. Hi. Is it cool if I come in? Thanks. Can I sit here on the bed? Okay. I made some muffins. They're in the kitchen. They're still pretty fresh. I made them as a sorry gift, I guess. I don't know. I bake when I'm sad, and I was feeling sad after our talk earlier. Really? I mean, you have no reason to be. It was me who was just being nosy and judging you, and I'm sorry. I know that, you know, we don't know each other super well. I mean, we barely knew each other before we moved in, and it's been, what, a few months since we signed the lease on this place? And I mean, you're such a good roommate. You always clean up after yourself. You're so polite, and, you know, you pay everything on time. I don't know. I guess I just see you putting yourself out there, and I'm quiet, and I'm a homebody, and it makes me feel like we'll never work. Or, like, work as roommates, like work out after the lease is over. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? No? Well, okay. I really like you, okay? I like living with you. I like being around you. And I don't like finding other girls' lipstick on your face, because I want to be on your... Or wait, no, that's not what I mean. What I mean is I... No, oh, fuck it. Just come here. Does that make more sense? Okay, good. I'm glad I could put it into perspective for you. Well, what if I get on top of you like this? Do you like me on your lap like this? Good. Kiss me. Well, I think tonight we should stay in. Maybe we could order some food and do this on the couch and watch some movies, or maybe not watch them.